It is World Gin Day today, and I'm with Tony Brotherton, who is an expert on all things gin from the Yorkshire Dales Distillery. Hello, how are you, Tony?
Yeah, very good, thank you, Julian. Very good. It's good to be talking to you on such a nice day.
It's an important day for you and your business, I guess, being as it's World Gin Day. How are you celebrating it?
Well, I'm hoping I'm going to be eating quite a bit of the cake that Lindsay's made.
Okay, I'm interested. Tell me more about this cake. What's the collaboration all about?
Well, we had an approach from Lindsay at Bake Yorkshire. Now, she's based just outside Leyburn. A few weeks ago, she quite by chance developed a gin and tonic cake. So having done so, she was looking for somebody to work with to supply the gin for an excellent cake. And she approached us, which was delightful.
Okay. I've never sort of come across a cake flavoured with gin before. Is it sort of like a sponge cake? And why gin? And does it work?
Well, I think it works very well. She's been working with our gin this week in terms of baking, and we're really looking forward to getting our sample. She uses it two ways. She mixes it into the cake itself, which is a sponge cake, and then she blends the gin into the ice. She's very particular. She doesn't like to use artificial flavourings of any type. So actually coming into using a good quality gin has been quite important for her. She has to be a bit careful because she has to adhere to the alcohol content regulations for food. So a little bit tricky to get all those flavours in, but she's done well.
Okay, well, I've seen the pictures of it. It looks like a really lovely sponge cake with a nice icing layer on the top. Is it complimentary with a gin and tonic, I've got to ask?
What isn't complimentary with the gin and tonic? But I think you can often find us, especially in weather like this, sitting out in the garden with a nice glass of gin and tonic and a slice of cake. And, you know, what could be better?
Is there a hint of sort of lime within the cake then as a flavouring? Because obviously lime goes well with a gin and tonic.
Yeah, there is a citrus element. Obviously that is important. A bit difficult to get the ice cubes in.
How would you be making up your G&T to go with this one?
Lindsay's using our wild ram, largely because of the extra juniper strength that we put in it. It was actually the third gin that we developed at Yorkshire Dales Distillery. It's got a bit more juniper in it, so it tastes very much like a traditional British London dry gin. And the way I describe it to people is if you're watching Endeavour or Morse on the television, other detective programs are available, and they're drinking a gin or a gin and lime or even a gin and tonic. That's what I imagine the gin in those days to sort of taste like.
Yeah, very
now,
traditional.
We add into that some heather, courtesy of the Dales, which adds to the sort of dry mouthfeel, but we also use some berries in the distillation. Black currants from Moulton, red currants and gooseberries from Thirsk. And although it's not a fruit-flavoured gin, you get a real hit of fruit coming through. But it's definitely a strongly flavoured London dry gin.
And with a very much Yorkshire Dales influence in it by the sound of things, and all Yorkshire content in there.
Well, we use a water from Swaledale for our distillation as well. I hesitate to say not out of the river. We have water from a borehole just outside Richmond on the Reith Road that we use for our ram range of gins, and we find that works very well.
It sounds like a really good collaboration, this, with Lindsay at Bake Yorkshire. How do you see this developing then? Because you've just released this and announced it for Yorkshire Day. Can you see any more in the pipeline?
Well, Lindsay has a very much growing online presence. She sells quite a bit online, and that's an area that she wishes to continue to develop. And I think that the gin and tonic cake, if it's successful, will become a central part of that. She's got quite an advanced system for orders and packaging cakes and sending them out online, which is pretty impressive. So hopefully it will become a regular feature in her online shop, and then we'll be providing the gin for it.
That sounds like a really good start, doesn't it, really? And in terms of World Gin Day, there's a chance for listeners to win a really spectacular competition prize, isn't it?
There is. Bake Yorkshire, in conjunction with ourselves and, I believe, Campbell's of Leyburn, have a prize draw based around their Facebook and Instagram page. Like and share from their Facebook or their Instagram, and there's a prize to be won of a cake and some gin.
Well, Tony, it's been good to talk to you this morning, and we wish you well with this collaboration with Bake Yorkshire. People are interested in looking at the cakes and where they can get them online. Can you give us the web address?
Absolutely. You can go to bakeyorkshire.co.uk, find out all about what Lindsay does. And if you're interested in the spirits that we make at Yorkshire Dales Distillery, you can go to yorkshiredalesdistillery.com. And both ourselves and Bake Yorkshire have got a presence on Facebook and Instagram.
Fantastic. And you can see the link across from our Facebook page with details of how you can win that really nice prize too.